T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Busy with all of the folks that have been on the air here, keeping you posted on the latest. Again, our thanks to Dr. Farrugia, the CEO and president of Mayo, for joining us here a little while as well, giving us an update. Also, our good buddy Dr. David Hilden at Hennepin Healthcare giving us a real-life update of what's happening right here in the Twin Cities. Right now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, another newsmaker, our friend Dean Phillips, Congressman Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
Well, very well. Of course, we're all keeping our... Where are you, by the way, right now, that we all have to keep our distance?
Oh, I'm hunkered down at home in my new little command center office and doing what everybody's doing around the country, trying to get used to a short-term new normal and find the silver linings therein, and of course, thinking about all the people most deeply affected relative to their health and economic well-being, and reminding everybody that we will get through this and and we'll do so faster and more healthy and more prepared for the future if we do it together. So working on that every morning.
Congressman Phillips, in a midnight vote, the U.S. Senate, as you know, approved that massive $2 trillion bill to send the checks to furloughed workers and small business, hopefully will be helped, and some infusion of cash, basically. The numbers are interesting, but I would ask you as a member of the House, and that was the Senate late last night, what happens next as the bill goes to the U.S. House of Representatives?
The bill has been transferred to the House. In fact, on my Twitter, I just posted the full text. If anybody has some time this morning to read 880 pages, it is there for your taking. And we will be considering it tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and I expect it will be passed quickly thereafter, probably via voice vote, which does not require every member to come back and actually vote on the bill itself. It's more of a handful of people will be in the chamber most likely and approve it via voice. And I expect that to be done by midday tomorrow. I expect the president to sign it into law immediately thereafter, and then the resources will start flowing.
Tell me about your overall thoughts on the bill itself. Are there some concerns, and are there some things that you really like?
You know, Dave, like any legislation, it's imperfect, but it was a Herculean task to bring together great people on both sides of the aisle to share ideas, sharing what they've heard in their respective districts. And I think, considering how grave the crisis and how short the time, I think it was quite a remarkable outcome. Nothing perfect, again, but $2 trillion about to flow to people. You know, I was adamant that it flow mostly to those who are most affected, who are most vulnerable, and to our small business community. That's the backbone of the country, and I think we did a pretty darn good job considering how short the time was and how complicated such a massive package is. So we will see how it goes, and rest assured there will likely be a Phase 4 package forthcoming, and we're already talking about that. And for those listening who have thoughts on what they're reading and what they're seeing, I ask them to share it, because that's how we come up with better legislation next time, and my job is to listen and bring that, what I learned from our community, back to Washington.
Congressman Phillips, you authored the major oversight provision in the spending agreement. How does a freshman member of Commerce get that position?
Well, you know, Dave, I'm actually thrilled. It was one of the great challenges to get this package together was an impasse about a $500 billion, literally a half a trillion dollar pool that was going to be allocated by the Treasury Department with very little oversight, accountability, or controls. And My team and I authored a very simple bill that would establish a panel. It's going to be called the Congressional Oversight Commission, a bipartisan group of five people that will oversee and provide accountability for how the Treasury Department allocates dollars to businesses all across the country. And, you know, these are simple solutions. This is very analogous to the oversight that was provided in 2008 after the economic crash for TARP. So sometimes you learn from history, sometimes you learn from good ideas in the community, and in this case it was a combination of all three. Glad it got in there because every taxpayer in the country deserves to know that their dollars are being looked after by dispassionate, principled people providing accountability, and that's what this will do.
Congressman Phillips, let me get back to something you mentioned on actually the formatics of the vote itself, because earlier this morning I was talking with our Senate Minority Leader here, and that's Senator Susan Kent here in Minnesota, and yesterday with the Majority Leader Paul Gazelka about how they were going to formatically do the vote, because they have to keep their distance. Not everybody can be, in this case, in our Minnesota Senate chambers. So if I could just have you touch on the formatics today, which I know you quickly highlighted there, how does that physically work to get the vote?
Well, as of this very moment, nobody is certain how it's going to play out. But let me back up a little bit. Those who follow some of my releases and tweets and posts will know that I've been dismayed since becoming a member of Congress about how we are still operating too much like a 19th century institution in a 21st century world, and that relates to technology as well. We should have been prepared as a Congress in times of emergency to vote remotely. And unfortunately, this is a crisis that could have been predicted, and it wasn't a matter of if, it was only a matter of when, the institution was ill-prepared. So right now, there's a little bit of a scramble to identify the best way to approve legislation when you have 430-some members spread out all around the country, a handful already sick with the coronavirus, COVID-19, a number who are older, who are the most vulnerable in the community, and it doesn't work very well. And not to mention, if we want to practice what we preach, which is social distancing, a room filled with 430 people is antithetical to that. So what we are likely going to do is bring up the legislation for a voice vote, which means not every member of Congress will vote on it. A handful will be in the chamber. There will be some debate. Those who object to the legislation will have the chance to make their comments part of the record. And I do expect it will pass with a voice vote. Now, many will say, you know, on a $2 trillion package, every member of Congress should vote. And rest assured, Dave, if we are called back for a vote in the House tomorrow, I'll be the first, whether I have to drive or get on a plane. But, you know, I think we were caught flat-footed, and we have to make improvements, learn lessons from this, and be a better institution going forward.
Yeah, they say the Depression, as we all read history now and look back to those days, they say, you know, in a way that was kind of the mother of invention and back then, because everybody was hurting, but it forced people to think new ways. So you may have touched on what we need to do now.
I think it's fair to say, too, that, you know, we will likely be a different country when we emerge from this. And I hope we emerge from this quickly and proficiently and with optimism. But I think our habits will have changed. I think these days being, you know, in our homes with oftentimes with family, you know, make us realize what's really important and what's not. And, you know, I encourage people to look at the silver linings of these difficult days and how we can be a better, more compassionate country when we emerge from, you know, one of the greatest crises that we've ever faced.
Congressman Phillips, I'll let you get back to work. I know it's a long process, but something I know you signed up for and have been tackling the issues. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I know we'll stay in touch as well.
Dave, thank you, and everybody keep the faith. The optimism is just as contagious as fear.
Congressman Dean Phillips here on WCCO on our CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Dave Lee, this is the morning news, news as it happens. It's 8:58.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.